This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you, thank you, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." This is Sherry Temple, America's missionary messenger of truth. So America, let's hear God's message. Please open your King James Bibles to the great book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 16, where we left off last time. Revelation chapter 11, verse 16. Now, just before I begin the teaching, it is my honor and privilege to invite all of you to come here to my school on November 18th at 6:30 p.m., and I'm calling it Scott and the Supernatural Camera. He might be calling it something else. Our own brother, Scott Merson, has been given a gift from God. God tells him to take his camera, his smartphone, to different places, churches, different concerts and things, and take pictures. And the final result is that there are supernatural beings in these pictures. You may not know it, but we are surrounded by so great a crowd of witnesses. There are angels, there are demons, there are flying scrolls, there are all kinds of things. And Scott Merson has this gift, and he's got this all on video. Every bit of it is backed up by the Word of God. And so we feel privileged to honor to get him launched into this. Now you say, why are you doing that, Sherry? Because in the book of Jeremiah, God said to Jeremiah, if you can't handle it when the footmen are here, what are you going to do when the horsemen come? You see, when Antichrist comes, the devil with his Jesus costume on, he's going to come with signs and lying wonders. The fallen angel is going to sit beside Laura there and con her and try to get her to marry him. They're going to be in the pulpit preaching, and they're going to deceive the whole world. Our media will inundate us during the reign of Antichrist, hour after hour, with miracles of Antichrist, and it could cause even the elect to bow the knee. So, might as well get used to it. You see, I have been born with a gift to see these things. I'm very aware of it. Sometimes even an assembly like this, which is holy and covered with the blood and the water and the spirit and the angels and the whole word of God is taught in here, they never get across the threshold themselves, but they will come piggyback on a Christian who's opened a door. And so we cast them out. So this is to help you so you will not be deceived. November 18th, 6:30 p.m. here at my school on Wednesday. Scott and the Supernatural Camera, Scott Merson. You'll want to come. It'll bless you. And now for Revelation chapter 11, verse 16. We entitled this chapter when we began, The Seven Trumpets. Remember that Jesus gave us seven seals, which are signs of the end. And then he gave us seven trumpets. The trumps accelerate the seals. This means lights, camera, action. And last time we got up through the sixth trumpet. And six is the devil's number. That's when the Antichrist comes. And seven is Jesus' number. So in prophecy, we've already studied the Antichrist will have come. He hasn't come yet. By the way, we are now in the fifth trumpet. That's why I'm teaching you. It's a time of learning so that you will not be deceived when the sixth trumpet sounds very soon. That'll be the Antichrist we're going to learn tonight coming in the sky, just like Jesus calling himself God's Savior. Now, we're going to go back and pick it up with verse 15 when the seventh trump sounds. This will be the second coming of Jesus after the sixth one. Everybody say, six comes before seven.
Six comes before seven.
Okay, don't forget.
15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
16. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God.
Now these are the 12 patriarchs, and these are the 12 disciples, apostles. We learned that in verse 1. Every time we read of them, they fall on their face and they worship God. That's probably why they were chosen. How about you? Do you stay on your face and worship God? You can spiritually, you know.
17, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come.
You are. You're the great I Am. You're the very present. You were in the beginning God, and you always will be.
Because thou hast taken to thee thy great power.
Now, what it means when Jesus comes at the seventh trump, that he is going to be the only ruler there is. He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he's going to take away the power from all the tyrants and all the dictators and the would-be gods on the earth, including the Antichrist, who will be here calling himself God. Jesus is the governor.
And hast reigned.
Reigned.
18, and the nations were angry.
They were angry. Can you imagine all these leaders that we read about, and Jesus comes back and says, uh-oh, you can't be there anymore. You're not the ruler.
And thy wrath is come.
Jesus will come with 7 vials. We're going to study those soon, and pour out his wrath on the entire world who worships the Antichrist. For that small group, the 7,000 elect, Romans 11, who will not be deceived, not one hair of your head shall be harmed. It's as though he has an umbrella over you. He does. He covers you with his feathers.
And the time of the dead, that they should be judged.
This is spiritually dead. Judgment day.
And that thou shouldst give us reward unto thy servants the prophets.
Don't be afraid of judgment day if you're living for Jesus 24 hours a day. If you've given your whole heart and repented of your sins, there are going to be rewards. A prophet is an anointed speaker. How about the 2 witnesses that are going to be killed and arise from the dead? They get rewards. How about Jeremiah? How about Isaiah? How about Ezekiel, Daniel?
And to the saints.
The saint, is that every Christian? No. Saint means a set aside one. That would be God's elect, the 7,000 who will not bow the knee to Antichrist, alive here right on planet Earth, who won't bow the knee. There are rewards for waiting for him, God's elect.
And them that fear thy name, small and great.
Fear means love, and all of those who love Jesus and revere him. Even though you feel like you are the spleen in the body of Christ, does anybody ever brag on the spleen? How's your spleen today? I mean, you're totally unnoticed. You get no attention whatsoever. But if you love Jesus, and if you do the best you can with what you have, where you are today, you will get rewards. Let me put a little insert here. This is one of my life's mottos. I have lived for it for many years, and it works. Everybody's waiting for the big moment to serve God. No, you start right where you are. Just try this. It makes it easier. I would do the best I can with what I have, where I am, for Jesus' sake today. Despise not small beginnings. Rewards. Reward day.
And shouldst destroy them which destroy the earth.
Now, this does not mean the environmentalist green beans, as President Bush used to call it. It means corrupt the earth, calling evil good and good evil. How about those 5 black robe judges? The judicial system, they have no right to make a law. They broke the Constitution and made a law of our land that same-sex marriage was acceptable. God calls it an abomination. Well, that's corrupting. That's calling evil good and good evil. Okay, well, let God be the judge, but just gave you the example.
19, and the temple of God was opened in heaven. And they were seen in his temple, the Ark of the Testimony.
Also called the Ark of the Covenant. Remember how David found it left in the field there, left by the Philistines, and he brought it back to Jerusalem. It had the mercy seat, and God's presence was there. It was very holy. It was a pattern of the temple in heaven. Now, you know, the last time in the Bible that we see the Ark of the Covenant, there are many stories about it, was when the prophet Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind and did not have to die. The whirlwind means fire, light, a chariot of fire, like in Ezekiel, amber, highly polished, like a vehicle of God of fire. It's supernatural. We never saw it again. Did God take it up then? Well, it says it's there. It's not a replica. It's real.
And there were lightnings and voices and thunders and an earthquake and great hail.
At the seventh trump, with the heavens part like a scroll, and the Lord descends and all of his army and lands his feet there on the mount in Jerusalem. That whole place was split in half. Every stone shall fall. What about the hail? Right close to the end, we're going to have, the Bible says, the battle of Hamath-Gog. I taught that in Ezekiel 38 and 39. That will be when Esau comes against Jacob. The Bible says Esau is Edom. And the Hebrew manuscripts say Edom is Rush, Rush by the Volga, Russia. Have you heard of Russia lately? Is he raising his ugly head? Absolutely. But who is Jacob? Jacob's name was changed to Israel. How many tribes are there? 12. They are split. They're in two different locations. Two of them no longer call themselves Israel, but they're in the land of Israel. We love them. That's our brother Judah. But the 10 tribes call themselves the house of Israel, the United States of America. America bought Alaska from Russia, and Russia's been mad ever since. Hamath-Gog. Now, when Jesus comes with his army, they're going to pour out hailstones on a talent each and just diminish all the enemies of God. God's going to defeat that battle quickly.
Amen. Chapter 12, verse 1.
Now we come to this most interesting chapter. This will take us into many dispensations of time. This chapter takes us back into the first earth age. 2 Peter 3:6 says, the world that then was. The word world is Greek, eon, which means age. Then Peter says, the world that now is. World is eon, age. And then he talks about the world to come, the age to come. If you do not get it in your head that there are three earth and heaven ages, you will never understand the mystery of God. You can be saved and be with God eternally, but you don't understand the plan. Now, in other words, we're going to go back into that, and the lesson will teach us that itself. It's not three different heavens and three different planets. It's three different dispensations of time. We're in the second earth age now, one time in the flesh body.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven.
A wonder is a sign. Now, in Genesis 1, God says he gave the sun and the moon and the stars for signs. So this is a symbol.
A woman clothed with a sun.
Oh my goodness, who is this? This is not a literal woman. This is Mother Israel. Remember, God told Abraham, your seed will be as numerous as the sands of the sea, the stars of the sky. He begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. And he had 12 sons, the 12 patriarchs, the heads of the 12 tribes of Israel. And they are so many. But it was through that lineage that would come, and we know did come, the Messiah, Savior, Jesus. So anytime there's a prophecy of the Son, it means Jesus. This woman is clothed with Jesus, with the garment of salvation, because through that lineage came Jesus. And the very elect are Mother Israel, right here, right here, right now, believing Jesus.
And the moon under her feet.
Anytime there's a prophecy of the moon, and this book is a prophecy, Revelation is, it means the devil. And so it means, you want to get this, Luke 10:19, Jesus says, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, over serpents and scorpions. That means devils and demons, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
This represents the 12 patriarchs. God calls his children stars. Hollywood's got nothing on God.
Verse 2, and she being with child cried, travailing in birth.
Now, this is a figure of speech, meaning the birth of a new age. In other words, this moves us down to our time. God's elect, we know we do it here. We travail, we wail in prayer with groanings which cannot be uttered. We feel fire shut up in our bones. We cry, we pray, we push. Hallelujah. Because we know the end is near, and we're pushing for the birth of a new age.
And pained to be delivered.
Have you ever had a dream or a vision, and it is like Jeremiah said, fire shut up in your bones, and it's like you have just got to birth that baby? Well, it's about to be birthed.
3, and there appeared another great wonder in heaven.
Oh, here's another one. Look out.
And behold, a great red dragon.
Red means war. Who is the dragon? A few verses on down here, you're going to find that the dragon is that old serpent who is the devil, who is Satan. Revelation 20 verse 2 says the dragon, who is that old serpent, the one in the garden, who is the devil and Satan. Satan is the hypocrite, and he has many play actor names. He calls himself Morningstar, Lucifer, Tyrus. He's coming back as Christ. So, now, this is a sign. Now, in order to help you understand, you know you need to know your enemy's method of operation. And the enemy's method of operation is in the pulpit. So I want you to write in your Bible there by that verse about the dragon, Ezekiel chapter 28. Later on for homework, I want you to read the whole chapter, Ezekiel chapter 28. But I'm going to give you a quick survey, so listen carefully, please. In Ezekiel 28, God talks to Tyrus. That's another one of the devil's play actor names. Tyrus means rock, but he's the fake rock. And he says, oh, Lucifer, Satan, devil, dragon, Tyrus, I made you the perfect pattern. God made Lucifer more beautiful than everybody. Everybody was beautiful when our spiritual bodies. But Satan, God's an artist. Sometimes as an artist, you just want to do it better and better and better every time. And I made you the perfect pattern. And he said, I gave you wisdom. It's Lucifer, devil, Satan, dragon, I made you wiser than Daniel. Remember how wise Daniel is? He made Lucifer, the devil, Satan, the dragon, the serpent, the same enemy here. He made him wiser than Daniel. And he said, you were the anointed cherub that covers. For eons and eons and eons of time, Lucifer was so good and beautiful. He had worked his way up to the highest position in heaven. He was the anointed cherub that covered. He guarded the mercy seat. And then God says, oh, I gave you these great pipes. His pipes had a singing power. His body sang. And God said, and I gave you the ability to play the tabret. Tabret in the Hebrew means tambourine, the beginning of the drum. Now you read Ezekiel, you'll notice that one of Satan's name is Tyrus, which means rock. In Isaiah 14, he calls himself the morning star, and here he plays the beginning of the drum. So it seems to me that he's a rock star drummer. Okay, you can laugh. And then God says in Ezekiel 28, he says, and you walked among the stones of fire. Ah, in other words, you intermingled with the stones of fire. Hebrews 12:29, God is a consuming fire. Peter tells you, you're a living stone, Christian. Yes. Malachi 3 says, when I make up my jewels, your rubies, your diamonds, your black onyx, you're beautiful. Your pearl white, your ruby red, your amethyst yellow, red, yellow, brown, black and white, you're precious in his sight. Ecclesiastes 12, 6 and 7 says, when you kick the bucket, ere the silver cord breaks, your spirit returns to God who gave it. If you return, you were there before. We were all there, created at the same time, the first earth age. Actually, it was on this earth, but everything was perfect. We never were old, we were never sick, and we were worshiping the Lord, and we were God's, like married to him, his family. There was no death, there was no pain. We were in a spiritual body. Does everybody understand that?
Amen.
However, we're going to find out what happened. There we were the stones. This means that Satan, the devil, the dragon, all those play actor names, Lucifer, morning star, walked among the stars with great honor. We fellowshipped with him. Ezekiel 28 then says, till iniquity was found in you. Uh-oh, he was so good for so long. One day, Satan, Isaiah 14 tells us what that iniquity is. Instead of guarding the mercy seat, he became narcissistic. And since he was so beautiful, and seeing his reflection in all the beautiful jewels around him, we were sparkling lights, you know. And he began to fall in love with himself. And instead of guarding the mercy seat, he wanted to sit on it. He wanted to be the Messiah. So in Isaiah 14, he said, I will be God. I will exalt my throne above the stars of heaven. Stars in the manuscript, children of God minus the flesh. So he said, I will be God. Now this is called the overthrow of Satan's rebellion, the catapult. Now let's talk about those stars a little more, lest you're confused. Job 38. Job's four chit-chat friends came to him, miserable comfort as they were, and they said, Job, you have sinned. I have learned that when Satan tries to kill me, my Christian friends say, Cherry, you've sinned. I even get letters like that. The reason you're suffering is because you're bad, bad, bad. And that's what they told Job. And so finally God showed up in Job chapter 38. And he said, Job, why are you listening to these who are darkened with their counsel? They have no light. They don't have any idea what's going on here. Remember, Job had never sinned. It was a test. He had never sinned. God said to Job, Job, where were you? Do you remember when the morning stars sang together? Stars, do stars sing? People sing, children sing. And the sons of God shouted for joy. If you ever notice Jesus, he'll speak in a parable, and then he explains the parable. Go read the Gospels, you'll see it. We had it early in Revelation. He was talking about the fallen angels, and he called them locusts, and then he finally called them men, fallen angels. Stars sang together, and the sons of God shouted for joy. He began to explain that everything started then. So does everybody understand this so far? All right. Now we're going to find out what Satan did, that old dragon.
Having seven heads and ten horns, and seven crowns upon his head.
Now this represents his political system. He didn't just one day say, hey, I'm going to be God. Okay, I'm taking over. He's sly and he's conniving. He's an organizer. He had been working behind the scenes. He comes to divide. He'll come in a congregation. He'll divide. And he'll turn the people against the leader. Don't listen to the pastor. Listen to me. And he does that. Don't listen to God. Listen to me. Follow me. Follow me. It's the same political system then that he has right now that's destroyed America. The four hidden dynasties, the Kenites, the descendants of Cain, the offspring of the devil. Political education. Political education, economy, and worst of all, religion destroyed America. Kenites, same political system.
Four, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven.
Children of God, we were all there. It says there T-A-I-L, but I like to say T-A-L-E. I don't add to God's word. With his lies, he's so charismatic, he's so beautiful. He deceived one third of all of God's children. All of you were there. Every soul that's ever been created that's going to come through was there. One third followed him, hook, line, and sink them, just like they've done in every generation, like they're doing right now. He deceived them. Now, that's high treason in heaven. God could have destroyed them, but God loved his children and knew they had been deceived. So instead of destroying that one third, he destroyed the first earth age. The first earth age is recorded in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He destroyed it and brought in the second earth age. And the word world was without form and void. Was is in italics. The Hebrew word there is tuhu vabuhu. It means it became without void and void, without form. You can't create anything without form and void. Even if you're a bad artist, it would be something. He shook that and destroyed it. And that's why the chaos and everything. So that's where we are. Now, does everybody understand? Now, don't give too much credit to that other third. There was a third there that gets only one honorable mention in the Bible. We've studied it in the book of Laodicea, the lukewarm. There was a third there that sat and watched the show, had no passion, didn't stand up and fight. There was a small group we're about to find that got up and fought. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it cast them to the earth.
This doesn't mean he put them on earth. It means earth, dirt, degradation. They lost their place in heaven. Those children who disobeyed God were no longer his children. They had followed Satan. And Satan, of course, lost his high position in heaven.
And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born.
Now, we turn to the second earth age, where God has decided that he would send everyone in one time in the flesh to choose Jesus or the Bible. Now, he sent that remnant that did not betray him in every generation to bring forth the oracles of light. We'll talk about that later. I do want to say one more thing. It was in the first earth age that was when Jesus said, I will be the lamb slain from before the foundation of the earth. Foundation is Satan's overthrow, Greek katabole, Ephesians 1:4. It was all decided there. See, God had plan B. I mean, the devil tore up plan A, God had plan B. So now the second earth age, and now that's about to come true. This is Mary. Now, do you remember that as soon as Jesus was born, Herod began killing all the little children, and God told Joseph in a dream to take Jesus and Mary into Egypt until it was safe? I mean, there he is, the enemy, trying to pollute the seed line so the Messiah cannot come through. This was not the first time that Satan stood before a woman. There in Genesis, in the Garden of Eden, in chapter 2, God created a specific man, Eth Ha'adam in the Hebrew, the man Adam, a lineage, a pedigree through whom the son Jesus would come. Guess which third he came from? It certainly wasn't the lukewarmers. It certainly wasn't those who followed Satan. It was from that little group that fought for God there. So he came in. And God finally made him a woman. He took him from his curve. That's another story for another time. Very exciting. Bible is great. The man Adam and Eve had not even had time to kiss or hold hands, much less anything else. And lo and behold, that old dragon, that old serpent, who is the devil, who is the tree of knowledge of good and evil, intervened and stood before the woman. The woman said, he told us not to touch you. Touch is Hebrew, naga, as to lie in a sex act. But she said, but he was good to look at, pleasant to the eyes. Woo, woo, woo. And so Paul says in 2 Corinthians 11, Satan beguiled Eve. Beguiled, Greek, expatio, wholly seduced. And the fruit of that was Cain. Cain's Kenites, preparing the way now for their father, the devil, to come on earth, having destroyed America. Are you with me so far?
Five. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron.
The rod is a scepter, Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords.
And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
We know that Jesus shed his precious blood for the remission of sins. Why the blood? Because the life is in the blood. And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. And so Jesus willingly died and paid the sin debt, for the wages of sin is death. And Jesus arose from the dead, and he showed himself to the disciples and others so they would realize he had really arisen. And then he arose and went up where he sat at the right hand of God. He's sitting there now, ever living, to make intercession for us. Our high priest, Hallelujah. Jesus.
Sex and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
Now we move into our time. Here's another woman he's standing before. This is the elect lady John writes about in the epistles. That's many of you. These are the very elect, 7,000, Romans 11, who will not bow the knee to Antichrist. This will be during the time that Antichrist comes. He's about to come when the fifth trumpet, when the sixth one sounds, he comes. During his time, this elect lady, the wilderness means a darkness, a jungle. There's almost no light. You can hardly ever find the whole truth. What you've just heard, some of you never heard this before, and you're saying, I never heard. I know, but you should have. It's in God's word, and there's almost no truth. And he calls the elect the hidden ones in Zephaniah. We hide in the secret place of the Most High, and God protects his elect. What about that date? That means 3.5 years. It represents the time of Antichrist's reign. We know it is in Daniel, it was 7 years. Daniel shortened it, God did, to 3.5 years, times, times, and half times. In Mark 13, Jesus shortened it for the elect's sake, lest nobody be able to stand it. And then in Revelation 9, he shortened it to 5 months. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Revelation is not written in chronological order. That's why he was still in the 3.5 years. So we put Revelation 9 after that one. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's you. Now see, he stands before you. But I will say this, the elect will be delivered up to him. That is our destiny, our purpose. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to speak. And what we speak, the whole world will hear. And then the gospel shall be preached. And then shall the end come.
Hallelujah.
7. And there was war in heaven.
Well,
and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angel.
Now we swing back to the first earth age. See why you have to understand, you have to flow with the time. Okay, when Satan rebelled and he deceived the children, so he said, okay, you one third here, come on here, you lukewarmers, come on everybody, fight with me. I'm going to take over. I'm going to be God. But the archangel Michael also called children. And the very elect got up. The very word elect is chosen, which means appointed. We raise our hand and say, I will. And so that small group fought with Michael against the devil tooth and nail. Now God had a judgment day there, justified the elect. Everybody else was found guilty. But again, he loved the others enough to give them a second chance. This is the second chance. Most everybody you meet, this is your chance to accept Jesus or the devil. But the elect have been sent out in every remnant, a remnant in every generation. It's not the mainstream church. I wish it were. But they have the oracles of light, the truth, the mystery of God, and they're in the very elect, chosen from before the foundation of the earth. Ephesians 1:4, foundation, saints, chosen, appointed, volunteered, I will come. You can always tell an elect, they'll fight. You don't have to beat them over the head to get them to get up and do it. They get up and they go. Hallelujah.
8, and prevailed not.
Hallelujah. He didn't win.
Neither was their place found any more in heaven.
All right, in other words, those children that fought with the devil, they were not called God's children anymore. They were lost. Their names were blotted out from the Lamb's Book of Life. And the devil was no more the covering cherub.
9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent.
Here it is.
Called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Now we move into just a little time from now in the second earth age. This will be the sixth trump. Remember, we're in the fifth trump now, and we're coming to the end of it, a time of learning. That's why you're learning this today, so you won't be deceived. Michael is going to boot him out of heaven where he's been restrained. His evil spirit's here, but his body's there. And he's coming with those same fallen angels, and he's coming in the sky. See, Satan, the devil, is coming as God's Savior. He's coming before Jesus. The Greek says Theosata, God's Savior. Fake, with the fallen angels, beautiful, glorious, signs and lying wonders. He's going to set his feet up in Jerusalem, standing where he ought not, calling himself God. And he comes before Jesus. Revelation 13 says the whole world will go after him, including half of the body of Christ. Five are wise and five are foolish. The foolish have no oil. All is light. All is truth. All is the word. You have just heard the truth. You're accountable for this. Six comes before seven. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, by your Holy Spirit. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to take this word out on the airspace, radio, internet, to everyone who hears. Open the ears to hear with understanding, eyes to see with understanding, hearts to receive with understanding. That your people be not deceived. Bring them out of Babel, Father, into the truth. Oh, my Father God, waken the sleeping church. Awake, O sleeper. Let this not be in vain. Lord, increase your kingdom through this teaching today. We praise you and love you and bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
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 Now, we want to make sure that you're saved. So if you're not sure your sins are forgiven, will you pray this prayer with me? Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Please forgive me of all my sins.
Please forgive me of all my sins.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Fill me with all the fullness of God.
Fill me with all the fullness of God.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
And use me.
And use me.
To enlarge your territory.
Enlarge your territory.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
Amen.
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 My announcer is about to give you my telephone number. If you prayed that prayer, feel free to call me and I will pray with you. You'll get my answer machine, but just give me your name and number and I'll call you back. Now, for those of you who are sick, Jesus took 39 stripes on his back, and the Bible says with Jesus' stripes we are healed. You know, God got mad at Asa. Because Asa went to a doctor to get his feet healed, God said, why didn't you go to me? We have been so conditioned with every little thing to run to the doctor when the healer's in the house. I was healed of cancer 2 times. One took 2 years, 1 6. I never missed a beat. Nobody ever knew I was sick. I stood on the word of God and faith. And one day I was miraculously healed each time. I could not walk for 6 years. I kept the word of God. I never went to a doctor. Now, I'm not telling you not to. I know most people can't walk on the water, so if you can't, take a boat. But you could walk on the water if you would ever exercise. We are supposed to live supernaturally now. The kingdom is at hand now. And of course, I can walk really good now. So I'm just telling you, I don't tell you anything that I don't know. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, for all of these people, God, who are bowed down, dear God, with infirmities and affliction, we ask you to loose these pains and loose these afflictions. Schizophrenic brain demon, go to the pit in Jesus' mighty name, to the abyss. Oh, deaf ears hear, lame legs walk, cancers be gone, fibromyalgia be healed, stomachs, bladders, kidneys. Father, where the missing body parts, make new body parts. Make these people whole. Take up your bed, arise, and walk in the name and the power of Jesus. Thank you, Father. With Jesus' stripes, we are healed. Glory to your name. Now, you might like to call and tell me that you were healed. You also might like to call me and tell me you just love this show and leave that message. I'm an encourager. How many people did you encourage this week? Do the best you can with what you have, where you are, for Jesus' sake today. And if you will be faithful in small matters, he'll make you ruler over many. Now don't forget September 18th, 6:30 p.m. here at my school. Scott and the supernatural camera, he probably calls this something else. He's unmasking the enemy. But right now, I want you to come to that. It'll be a blessing. God bless all of you. I want you to win souls to Jesus. Don't you sit there like a nodding log this one week. Make every day count. Make every moment count. You're here on an assignment. You're not here for fun. You're not here for any kind of thing except to bring forth the kingdom of God down in Jesus' name. Don't you forget that. Now, remember this about Yeshua Jesus. His name is called the Word of God. And Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. I love you with all my heart. God bless and keep each one of you. God willing, I'll see you next time.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at this same time for Trumpet of Truth. We'll be right back.
at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power.
I know you.
come to the fountain. Dip your heart in the stream of life. Let the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves of His mercy as deep cries out to
listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true?
Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son and make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away. As wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me to life. I know that it is finished. Still
must I pray to you? How long must I wait for you? How long till I see your face, see you shining through? I'm on my knees, begging you to notice me. I'm on my knees.